So affairs, we had a really large survey. Was over 1,000 people, consumers as in individuals. Really, really good results back. I suppose the findings are not that news to me. From being in the industry for 20 years, you kind of starting to see the same results on these polls and surveys. But there's a few things that kind of stand out that are quite concerning for consumers at the moment in retirement planning.
And you might talk us through maybe, Paul, some of those main findings or some of the ones that you find quite concerning.
Yes, well, look, the biggest one, I suppose, that a whopping 98% of people believe that the state pension is insufficient, and I'd have to agree with them, and it's going to become more of an issue as the years go by and the decades roll by. I myself, I'm 42 years of age. I know that by the time I get to 66, the state pension won't be there at 66 years of age. It will probably be 70, if not 72 or 73 years of age. And sooner or later, the government are going to have to stop increasing the state pension in line with inflation. So it's going to have less value. So it'll be pushed out for longer and have lesser value. So I think that's the big one. But also, when it comes to, I suppose, from a retirement planning point of view, 79% of people admitted to not being prepared for the implementation of the upcoming pension on auto-enrollment scheme. The auto-enrollment scheme has been rolled out from legislation boys from January 2025. I think probably with an election coming up, they're probably going to push auto-enrollment for the next government to deal with. But legislative boys will be passed in January, more likely. And that's scary that almost 80% of people, 79% of people are admitting that they're not prepared for the implementation of this. And this goes to employers and employees. This thing's going to get passed in the next 6 or 7 months, and 80% of people still don't get it, which is really concerning.
Will you talk us through what it actually involves, that auto-enrollment scheme, for people that mightn't be aware of it, Paul?
Yeah, so auto-enrollment is automatically going to come in from January 2025. So it's going to be passed legislation. It'll probably come in later in the year, probably towards the second half, the third or fourth quarter of 2025 is when you see it implemented. If you're an adult over 20 years of age, if you're earning over €20,000 per annum, you're going to be automatically put into the scheme. It tiers up, but automatically you're going to see 1% of your salary. Your employer is going to put in 1%, and it's going to increase then to up to 6% over the next 10 years. And the government's going to participate as well, with putting in 0.5% in the first case. In theory, auto-enrollment is really a good idea, especially for those on the low rate of income tax. But as a certified financial planner, we'd be warning employees that are on the higher rate of income tax, so that means you're earning over 42,000 per annum. In that case, you really want to be in a situation where you're looking at the existing pension legislation because you're going to get 40% relief. So the new auto-enrollment scheme will not give you as much relief as the existing pension legislation does. So, you know, it is probably aimed at lower income earners, that, like I said, over 20,000 per annum. It's really there for that gig economy, that part-time economy. They're typically people you see not enrolled in pension plans. But the problem is there's thousands of employers up and down the country that don't have pension schemes for employees. So like I said, a big warning here, you're over 42,000 per annum income. You need to be using the existing pension legislation with a personal pension or a company pension. And so I encourage employers that have the situation where employees are earning the high rate of income tax to look at implementing the pension plan before, you know, auto-enrollment is brought in. But, you know, auto-enrollment is quite successful down in Australia. The UK have a pretty good system as well. I think the issue we're going to be faced, and argue that you can never have the right time for auto-enrollment, but I think the situation we're going to be faced with is that because there's a cost of living crisis, because inflation has been so high and interest rates have gone up, a lot of employers around the country are still struggling, even with their kind of payments, their revenue being put on the long finger following COVID-19, that adding on this extra cost is not going to probably go down well in 2025. So I'm hoping that the scheme is a success. But I think where we are economy-wise, and especially for small businesses that are going to take the brunt of this cost, not the government, the small business will and the employee will, I think you might have high opt-out rates. So the employer can automatically opt out in the future. But like I said, I think they're going to be quite high rates compared to where we may be being 5 or 6 years ago, as maybe pre-COVID-19 that we had brought out then.
Okay, that's very interesting. I know part of the findings that she came across as well was that 79% of people that you surveyed don't know how much money that they'll need for retirement, which is kind of stark as well, I suppose. Like, roughly speaking, I know it's probably hard to put a figure on it, but is there kind of a set figure that would lead you to live a comfortable life in retirement?
There is. I think it's a pension pot of in and around 300 to 350,000 euro on top of the state pension is where you want to get it. And that's at 66 years of age from the current pension legislation age. So if you have a 300, 350,000 pot, let's say 300,000 for argument's sake, usually when you get to retirement age, the majority of people take the lump sum of 25%. So that'd be 75,000 of a lump sum, and it'll leave 225,000 behind in the pension plan. If you draw that down at, say, 5% per annum, you're looking in around 11, 12 grand a year. And on top of the state pension of 40 and a half, you get about 26 grand a year of income, which is not going to shoot the lights out, but it's a decent level of income to have as a very basic level, I suppose. Don't forget, you have the 75,000 tax-free lump sum that might clear the mortgage or get you, you know, a few holidays between 66 and 70 or 72 years of age. But yeah, I think that's really where it needs to be, is that kind of 300,000 minimum in a fund somewhere. And that's what that typically would look like and feel like, along with the state pension. The issue, like I said, if you're my age, 42, and you're planning for that, you know, trying to put a 300 grand fund to get up to 66, if the state pension is pushed out to 70, which more likely will be, you've now got a 4 years. If you still want to go at 66, you've got 4 years of not having that extra 14 grand from the state. So therefore, you need a bigger fund. So I think the 79% of people that don't know how much money they'll need in retirement, they don't have a financial plan. And I think for anybody listening today, the most important advice I can give you is not actually to set a pension plan up, it's to set up a financial plan and have a chat with a certified financial planner. Certified financial planner's job, and something we do here at Ask Paul and Fairstone on a daily basis for people, is we look at the current situation, we forecast them out, actually pass retirement age to 100 years of age, look at the current lifestyle, map what they're going to need in retirement age, tell them what they're required to do. And sometimes they can't do it today because they might have kids and mortgages and there's loads going on in their life. But it's about giving them the knowledge today that they can implement maybe in 3 or 4 years when the kids go to school and the creche fees are back up for grabs. You're going to use it for tax relief and get pension planning going. So it's about, I'm not surprised the figure is so high, because financial planning is relatively new in Ireland. A pension plan shouldn't exist without a financial plan, because otherwise you don't know what you're planning for. So trying to get the holistic view of your overall finances now into retirement age, what you can do. But like, for argument's sake, you know, I'm just said it keeps saying I'm 42, but if I had a mortgage and I'd only taken it out 2 years ago for 30 years, I'd have a mortgage to 70. You know, if I want to retire at 65, I'm still going to have an outstanding mortgage. So I have to have a plan to clear the mortgage. So hopefully the tax-free lump sum will clear the mortgage. And then it'd be easier for me to fund my retirement because I don't have a mortgage repayment for the first 5 years. So there's so much to be considered. But also, a lot of people in my generation will probably see inheritance thrown their way and a passing of wealth from previous generations. You know, they might be single, they might be married. There's so many things to contend with. So people ask me all the time, what would they need when it comes to retirement age? But it depends on your overall circumstances. And that's what the financial plan is there to design.
Yeah, that's really good advice. It probably all depends, again, and this kind of question leads into it as well. But the earlier maybe that you start, the better. But is there kind of an ideal age for someone to start looking ahead and to start planning for their retirement? I can imagine the younger you start, maybe the better it will impact you in the future.
100%. I mean, and this will be very careful from an advisory point of view. There's a certain amount of what you call a spreadsheet advice here. So a spreadsheet will tell you, you know, if you start planning at 20 and you go at 65, you're 45 years. If you start planning at 35 and you're going to 65, only 30 years. Well, obviously, someone with 40 years planning finances is better off than someone with 30. However, not many people listen that are in their 20s are going to be in a situation where they're thinking about being 65, and they possibly shouldn't be. If you're in a company pension plan and you or your employer are paying in, or if you end up going into auto-enrollment, which you probably will next year, stay in the auto-enrollment, stay in your company pension plan, and that's really the basics of it. You know, if I was 20 years of age today, 25 even, I'd probably worry more about making sure I have a deposit together in the next 10 years, have an investment account, have no short-term debt, that I'm in a really good financial plan. But, you know, I've got clients starting pensions at 30, 40, 45, 50, and they're still going to be okay. So although, yes, the earlier you start, the better. There's no point in starting a plan just because the spreadsheet tells you. You have to have a passion for financial planning, even in your 20s, to say, right, I want to have a really good retirement and I want to get out at 50 years of age. If that's not you, that's okay. It will turn into you when you get to 40 or 40 years of age. You're going to start panicking. But like I said, there's tens of thousands of people around the country at 40 with no pension, and they'll be okay once you start planning in the next 5 years. Obviously, you don't have as much as they started at 20, but they probably have more lived experience, more holidays, you know, even a few mistakes. They all make up what we are today. So don't kill yourself if you haven't got a pension. Don't stress too much. Like I said, you're probably going to end up in auto-enrollment if you don't have a company pension anyway. But it's genuinely more important. Like, if I found a 30-year-old today that had no mortgage, was still living at home and had no savings or investment accounts, and they were a little bit in short-term debt, I wouldn't be getting to start a pension. Okay, the spreadsheet will, but I wouldn't. I'd be saying, clear your short-term debt, get an investment account, a savings account, get on the property ladder, and let's see if we can tackle the pension by 40. Does that make sense? And it's more yeah. likely to happen that way for people. So I don't want to create fear with people that aren't in pension plans. Now, obviously, look, if you're 65 today, you've no pension, you're obviously kind of a bit of a difficulty, you're going to be relying on your state pension. But, you know, technically speaking, talk about people in their 20s, 30s and 40s.
Yeah, that's good to know that it can be managed no matter what the age, really. In terms of the knowledge gap that's there at the moment, Paul, what can be done maybe to address that and to make people, you know, start looking into it, or just to know what a whole pension is about and what they should even be looking out for in the first place?
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to probably start by saying make sure you follow us on Instagram. We've got over 100,000 followers on our AskPaul.ie page. We started AskPaul about 7 years ago just to literally increase people's financial knowledge and be able to give them jargon-free financial planning content, and it's free. We answer DMs and messages on a daily basis for free for people, hundreds on a weekly basis. So try and get somewhere you trust and try and get really good information and jargon-free. My industry in Ireland, it's full of jargon, it's full of complications, but it's not that complicated. A pension is just a savings account you can't access typically until you're 60, and you get massive tax relief from the government on it. So it's actually a really good thing when it's broken down to plain English. But I would encourage listeners that are maybe feeling a little bit, have maybe a gap of knowledge when it comes to pension planning. A good financial planner, you can reach out to us, ask Paul or Fairstone.ie, our parent company. But, you know, get a financial plan with somebody, have a chat, find out your own situation. Because, again, everyone's different when it comes to financial planning. And it's so important that you understand where you sit. Don't be looking at your neighbour, your brother, your sister, your friend, or even your work colleague. Because everyone's going to be different. You're going to have different taxes, different incomes. They're going to have different savings, investments. They're going to have different ways of thinking about finance. So it's important to find someone that's going to deal with you and you individually and develop your individual plan. And that's even people that might be in company pension plans today. You know, we do thousands of consultations on an annual basis with people. A lot of them are in company pension plans, big pharma, big tech, or even in small business that have company pension plans in place. It's important, even though you're in the company pension plan, to understand what it's doing for you, making sure you're in the right funds, making sure you understand how it's operating, and understand how you're going to exit out of it. Is there an option to put in more on a yearly basis and get tax relief on it? But again, you wouldn't do that if you had any short-term debt or no savings. You want to look after those things first. So yes, if you feel you have a knowledge gap, get a financial planning consultation, and that gap will be filled within an hour. And I think that's a really positive thing about financial planning.